speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Tonight, as we think with reference to our questions and answers, the first question that we want to consider is, we sometimes sing a hymn entitled Doxology. What does this term mean? To answer this, we need to break down, it is a Greek term, and it is a compound word. And what do we learn whenever we consider as it is broken down? The first part of that in this compound phrase or term is doxa, which literally means glory. Doxa also, though, as it is used in the context of God, means that we are to honor God by glorifying Him, but it also has a significance to the fact that we are to praise God. As we look then at the other part of this word, logia, it is to say. That can be that you are just verbally expressing a doxology, or that it can be put into song or hymn. Therefore, the way in which it is oftentimes expressed is in a hymn. It signifies a short hymn sang in praise to God, or, as I mentioned just a moment ago, yet in a more concise manner, as I want to explain, it speaks of a series of scriptures that exalt God. To give some example, turn in your songbooks to page 55, number 55. And this is that term, or that song, that the question is asked with regard to, doxology. And we do sing it frequently here at East End. And it is a scriptural song all the way through and through from everything that I find. But note, as you look at the verse, it says, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." The doxology of this is in the fact that we are speaking with reference to God with praise. Hence, we are glorifying God as we are singing through this message or through this song. Also, though, as we think with reference to this song, it is indeed scriptural. And as we sing, not only should our songs be scriptural, but our songs ought to teach us something about God. Going then to the scripture to find a reference to doxology or an example is in the Lord's Model Prayer. Sometimes in the scripture, or by people, they go to the scripture and they say the model prayer is John chapter 17. That's not a model prayer. In fact, that is the Lord's Prayer, where Christ prayed for Himself, where He prayed for the apostles, and then subsequently He prayed for future believers. The model prayer really is what we find in Matthew chapter 6. Verses 1 through verse 15, verses 5 through verse 15. And in this model prayer, if you go down to verse 13, we read, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," meaning deliver us from Satan. He is the tempter. And then note what he says, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." For yours is the kingdom. What do we find here? Christ attributes the kingdom and the power to God, and the fact that God will hold these things forever. Therefore, this would be considered the doxology of the passage under consideration. So, in short, doxology means, when it is brought together, an understanding of that compound phrase, it is to sing a praise unto God, or it is to speak scripture reference where God is exalted.